Yerushalmi Masa Sheni, corresponding to Bavli, Erchin, Daf Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavtes Amad Beis at the Mishnah. Ken Revoi, Oil Yerushalayim, Mahalachim Echod Cholzad, Ve'ezi Truma, Elas Menadorim, Ve'akova, Menasosoin, Vlod Menamarov, Ve'ayardim Menamizach. And similar to Masa Sheni, Ken Revoi must be brought to Yerushalayim or redeemed, and the money spent on food in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says Kerem Revai must be taken to Yerushalayim if it's within one day's journey in any direction. And what was the limit? Elas in the south, Akrova in the north, Lod in the west, and the Jordan River in the east. And this decree was made in order to adorn Yerushalayim with fruits. And Mishurabu Apeiros, Hiskinu Shei Nifte, Samach Lachoyma, Vatanai Haya Badava, Emesai Sheyutza, Yachza Hadava, Lakamoy Shehaya. When the amount of fruit increased and there was no need to bring more fruit to Yerushalayim, they decreed that it may even be redeemed close to the city wall. This decree had an inbuilt stipulation that at any point they could reenact the old decree. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Meshachar Beis HaMikdash Haya Tanai Hazeh V'Tanai Haya Emesai Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'Meher Rabbi Yamenu Sheyachza Adava L'Kamay Shehaya. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, saying that the decree was actually made when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and it was stipulated that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt speedily nowadays, the original decree will return, requiring fruit within a day's journey to be brought. Kem Revoi, Beishamah Oimim Ein Lai Chomish Ve'Ein Lai Biur, Ve'Ethil Oimim Yesh Lai. Kem Revoi, Beishamah says it has no extra fifth if it's redeemed, and has no requirement of Biur, which is removing it from one's house in the fourth and seventh years of the Shemitah cycle. Ve'Ethil will say that both apply. Beishamah Oimim Yesh Lai Perv Yesh Lai Oilus, Ve'aniyim Poidim La'atzmon, Ve'Ethil Oimim Kuloi Lagas. Beisham may say that it's subject to the laws of Peret, which is a full and single grapes, and Olus, which is small clusters, that must be left for the poor, and the poor then redeem them for themselves. Beis Hillel say that all of the grapes, even Peret and Olus, go to the wine press. The Gemara says, Amar bi Hillel, B'Rishonah hayu oisin yayin b'tahara l'nsochim v'lo hayu anovim mitzuyis, Hiskinu shei oil Yerushalayim halech yoim l'kol sad. Rabbi Lahr says that originally they would make wine for the libations in the temple in purity, and therefore grapes were not commonly found in the marketplace. They decreed that if one is within one day's walk of Yerushalayim in any direction, they must bring the actual fruit rather than redeem them and bring the money in order to adorn the marketplace of Yerushalayim with fruits. The Gemara asks, even if they merely distribute it there to their relatives, neighbors, and friends, rather than bring it to the market, is that okay? The answer is, a small amount will always remain in his hands with which to adorn the market. Our Mishnah that taught about Lod with one day's walk does not agree with the story of Nikai. Nikai have a Shamesh b'Migdal, Savaya b'Charu v'Shuvah, Minda have Avid Kandiloi, have a Salik Shabbos, Bebeth Magdashur, Vanachis, and Madlik Loin. Nikai was an attendant in Migdal Tzavaya, which was beyond Lod. Every Erev Shabbos, after he prepared the candles, he would go to the Beis HaMikdash to acquire his place of dwelling for Shabbos, known as Shvisa, which defines the point from which to measure his Trum Shabbos, means his limit to 2,000 Amos. He would then go home before Shabbos to Migdal Tzavaya to light his candles there. And here we see that the trip to Yerushalayim from Migdal Tzavaya was less than a day, never mind Lod, which was even nearer. V'yista Amin, Safar, Hava, B'chalavu, V'shubza, Hava, Salik, Pashat, Sadrui, L'beis HaMikdash, V'nachis, Shabbos, B'beisei. Some say that Nikai was a teacher, and every Erev Shabbos he would go to the Beis HaMikdash to teach the children there the parasha, and he would then return home for Shabbos. Tartirui, D'mahalul, Hava, Salik, Shavis Lagai Beis Magdasha Valehava Barnash Karatz Litaine Kadmoi Mine. Tau Tiroi of Mahalol would go to spend Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would return after Shabbos. The next morning he was the first person to pick the figs. Penois Sipoiri have a Salkin Shabsin Begoi Beis Magdasha Valehava Barnash Karatz Litaine Kadmoi Minhoin. The girls of Sipoiri would go to spend Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would return after Shabbos. The next morning, they were the first to pick the figs. B'nois Lod, Hayu Lashois Isosam V'Oilus Mispalalais V'Yoldois Adchalai Yachmitzu. And the girls of Lod would knead their dough and go and pray in the Beis HaMikdash and then return before the dough had even risen. So from all these stories, we see that Lod was nearer, Sipoiri was nearer than a day's walk, and this place called Mahalol also earlier was nearer than a day's walk. And people could travel very quickly to the Beis HaMikdash from throughout the country, it seems. Chad Barnash have a Koyim Radi Pasak tute kumi avas pawe vuhu pawe pawe vuhu pawe ad deishtachech yayv bavavil. A certain person was once ploughing with an ox in Eretz Yisrael. The ox broke loose and began running with the owner in pursuit. It continued running until he found himself in Bavel. Amulei emas nafkas amulein yemedin amin bahadaya asisa amulein bado amulei isa chamilein nafak by mechmaya loin v'lei chakim bahada. The people there asked him, "When did you leave Eretz Yisrael?" And he said, "It was today." They asked him which route he took, and he answered them. They asked him to show him the route, that he should show them the route. He went out to show them, but he didn't recognize it. Da Mechlal de Pliga, the Gemara asked now that these stories about Lod seem to disagree with the Mishnah's statement that Lod is one day's journey from Yerushalayim. Afilu teimer leith hu pliga mechilis hayu v'nignazu hadu d'chsev gader darchi bagazis nesivosai aveh. The answer is they could agree there used to be tunnels that would bring them to the Beis HaMikdash much quicker, but they were later hidden. And this is the meaning of the pasuk in Eicha Perk Gimel, pasuk Tes. He has walled up my roads with hewn stones. He has made my paths crooked. Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira, afilu kerem shehaya samach l'chayma hayo nifta. Rabbi Yonah, quoting Rabbi Zeira, says, now that when the Mishnah taught that when the amount of fruit increased and there was no need to bring more fruit to Yerushalayim, they decree that it may even be redeemed close to the city wall. This means even if the vineyard was close to the wall of Yerushalayim, was redeemed, and certainly if it was one day's journey away.